to speak about this week, the Din of Mitoich, the Amud we're holding this week, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, speaks about the Heter of Beis Hillel of Mitoich Shehutra L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh. Since the Torah was matter to cook on Yom Tov L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh, once you're allowed to do those Malachas L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh, you're allowed to do it Shaloi L'Tzarech as well. So I want to first begin with the Psukim, and then we'll go into explain Shitas Beis Hillel. The Torah says in Parshas Boy, where the Torah says that there's an Isser Malacha to do Malacha on Yom Tov, on the Yom Tov of Pesach, by Yom Arisha Mikra Kodesh, or by Yom Ashvi Mikra Kodesh, Yelachem, Kol Malacha Layasa, you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov, says the Pasuk. However, Ach, Asher Yeyach L'chol Nefesh, something that's needed for somebody to eat, that's Mutter. Ach, Asher Yeyach L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levad Yasa Lechem, that's Mutter. Something that you need for Eichol Nefesh is Mutter. That's the heter of Eichol Nefesh, before Mitoich. Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Malachas, which are L'tzarech Eichol Nefesh, it's Mutter. Where's the, there's a different pasuk, there's a pasuk in Vayakil, where the by the Binyan HaMishkan, the pasuk says, you build a Mishkan, so the pasuk says, you do Malachas, Sheishas Yom Tasa Malacha, you work, Ubayoyim HaShmi Yilachem Kodesh, Avashabas, and Kol Oysevay Malacha, Yumas, these are Issa Malacha. The next pasuk, Leisavaru Eish. The pasuk says, "He's Issa Malacha on Shabbos." Then says the pasuk, "Leisavaru Eish b'chol ma'ishrasechem." You shouldn't light a fire on Shabbos. So the shaila is, why does that? Do you need another pasuk to say Leisavaru Eish? It's already nichlal in all malachas. Kol Oysev b'malacha, which means all lamates malachas, is aser. You must be skila. So why does it? Why do you need another pasuk in the Torah to say there's also an Issa Malacha of lighting a fire? That's included in the Lamatas Malachas. So Rashi asks the question. Rashi has two answers. One is Lalav Yatzah, which means that if somebody lights a fire on Shabbos, you're only over a lav and not skila, to exclude it from the pasuk before, which is a chiv skila, and no, it's only a chiv a lav, Malkus. And Rashi says another pshat, v'yesh oimrim, Lalav Yatzah, v'yesh oim l'chalak Yatzah, which means that each of the Lama Tes Malachas are a lot, are its own Isser, its own entity. And if somebody does all the Lama Tes Malachas Behelam Echad, it's he's Chayev 39 Chatoyas. Really, if you do something Behelam Echad, it's like one Aveira. Here it's different Aveiras, and mainly Mechiv Achatas in every single one. That's what Rashi learns. The Ramban, however, explains differently. The Ramban explains the Pasuk. You know why it has to say Leisavaru Eish? Because really, the pasuk only says kol ha'isa by malacha. Somebody who does malacha on Shabbos, you must. I would think, when it says malacha, since it doesn't say kol malacha, maybe there'll be a heter of eichel nefesh on Shabbos. The Torah says malacha. Maybe eichel nefesh is mutter. Says the pasuk leisavaru eish that eichel nefesh is aser. However, Zakhtar Ramban, by the pasuk we just said before, by the heter, by Yom Tov, ubayoyim ashvi mikra kodesh, these are Issa Malacha. Over there, the pasuk says kol malacha. So really, kol malacha would include even the Issa of Eichel Nefesh as well. Therefore, the Torah has to say acha sheyachal Eichel Nefesh, that is a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Atkan the Ramban, I just brought it to explain the makor of the heter of Eichel Nefesh by Yom Tov. And Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. La halacha, of course, that is a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Kol malacha asur b'Shabbos asur b'Yom Tov. Everything is asur on Yom Tov, just like it's asur on Shabbos, except chutz m'malachas Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is mutter. V'chutz m'haitzah v'havara. Haitzah, to carry on Yom Tov, is mutter. V'havara, and lighting a fire. Now, even though haitzah is not Eichel Nefesh, and Havar is also not Eichel Nefesh. Haitzah is carrying. It's nothing to. It's not Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is cooking or something to do with the food itself, preparing food. Haitzah is not Eichel Nefesh. And Havar is not Eichel Nefesh. Why Havar is not Eichel Nefesh? Because lighting the fire is a step before. Cooking, putting a pot on the fire, that's Eichel Nefesh. You're cooking up the noodles. Lighting the fire is a step before. That's before Eichel Nefesh.
But the whole Indian official as well is
Okay, that we're gonna. I'll just answer it very bekitza. But if you want, we could speak about it afterwards. By bishul, the reason why bishul akam is asa because it brings kiruv l'dei goy. So any shinui that you do, the ramah holds, or even you're putting a little toothpick in there into the fire, that's also good. So that has to do with regard to. These are kirva, these are shaykhs, they're goy. So if you do something in it.
That's different with fire and rachma, but as far as bishul, without the fire, there's no bishul.
And therefore what? No, you're right. You can't accomplish bishul till you light the fire. Okay, we'll speak more about it. But however, that much, you're right, Shragi. So why tak is haitzah and avara mutter, lighting a fire? Like my chashav acharusa asked, loit beishami, which we'll get to soon, mitoich, are you allowed to light candles a second night yomtif? It's nothing to do with mitoich. The heter to light a fire, light I'm talking about to bring a fire from one candle to another candle, is not al mitoich. It's mutter because even though it's not actual oichel nefesh, but since it's needed for oichel nefesh, that's included in oichel nefesh. I saw as well. In other words, even Beis Shammai would hold that haitzah for oichel nefesh is mutter. Let's say you have to bring the food. Certain cases would be mutter. Okay. That's the heter of oichel nefesh. Now, moving along to the din of mitoich, we learned this week Tafid Beza Meralef and Beya. The Gemara says Machlekes Beisham Misul. Are you allowed to carry a child out for Mila? Are you allowed to bring a lulav? Carry a lulav on Yomtiv? Are you allowed to carry a sefer Torah? Different things that are dvar mitzvah. So these are Machlekes Beisham Misul, and the Gemara explains that the understanding of the Machlekes is if you say mitoich or not. Do you say mitoich shehutru letzorech? And it's also brought in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that we say mitoich, and just important, mitoich shehotu letzorech, chotanami shaloi letzorech, shaloi letzorech doesn't mean shaloi letzorech klal. You're not allowed to machlekes rishonim, and we paskin like that, you're not allowed to take tissues at a shul yom tif, that means use tissues not if you need it, shaloi letzorech klal, we paskin as aser. So the mitoich that we learned over here, mitoich shehut letzarech utam, shaloi letzarech means shaloi letzarech echel nefesh. But avada, these are machloikis, but we pass it, avada has to be a tzarech. Even if it's not echel nefesh, you want to carry the machzor to shul, these are tzarech. Even if it's not echel nefesh, it's going to be mutter. The question is the following. This is what I really want to speak about. I'll tell you two pshat, two tirutzim, and I think a nafgamina and halacha, which is a practical nafgamina. What is the understanding of mitoich? Mitoich shehutra letzarech eichel nefesh, hutra nami shaloi letzarech. Could you explain that to me, anybody? The Torah says you take lulav by day. Mitoich that it says you take lulav by day, you take it by night also. What's the understanding of mitoich? The Torah spells out clearly, ach asher yeyoche lechol nefesh. Something that is letzarech eichel nefesh is mutter. So if it's for eichel nefesh, it's mutter. If it's not for eichel nefesh, it's aser. So how do you understand that you're allowed to do things that are not letzarech eichel nefesh? Beisul says, you're allowed to carry a child for Mila, things that are not, nothing to carry a lulav to shul on Yom Tov, no Erev.
Once the Chacham gave the heter for something, so they lifted the ban of the Isser, and it's as if there's no Isser in the beginning.
Very well said, if it would be the Chachamim, that once, very well said, the Chachamim, they don't differentiate when they aser, they matter, they don't, you know, even loy plug, I got it. But here, we're talking about what the Torah says. These are iser of the Lamatas Malachas and Yom Tov Waso. Everything's aser, tol, proven mutter, because the Torah says, kol malacha, all Lamatas Malachas are aser. The Torah says, I give you one exception on Yom Tov. The exception is the heter of Eichel Nefesh. So, Eichel Nefesh means when it's for food. If it's not for Eichel Nefesh, it's not for food. I mean, then that's not what the Torah is matter. So you can't really say, once they lifted it, it's mutter always. No, you mask him, you understand? So, these two terutzim. I'm going to first begin, what'd you say?
It's immaterial. It's something that cannot be counted. It cannot be, there's no definite quantity about it.
What do you mean?
That you can't define ochel nefesh by weight or by quantity, by number, by dimensions, by it's immaterial.
Yeah.
No, but he's asking how from ochel you pick
these two teruts, and the Megina Shloima says one teretz right here on Daf Yud Beis in Be'ah, and he explains the following. He says that when the Torah says the heter of Oichel Nefesh, the Torah, we would understand that Oichel Nefesh, the Torah is spelling out what you're allowed to do. You know what Malachis you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to cook. Oichel Nefesh, you're allowed to do things that you need for food. If that would be the understanding, something that's not for food, you would not allow to do. He says, if that would be the case, the Torah should have said, the Lashon, the Torah should have said a different Lashon. The Torah should have said, Ach, Oichel Nefesh yasa lechem. The Torah should have said, Oichel Nefesh is mutter. The Torah says the Pasuk, Ach, Asher Yeyochel. So he says the Pasuk is speaking about Malachas. Any Malacha that is done for Oichel Nefesh is mutter, even if you're not doing it for Oichel Nefesh. Meaning to say, cooking up water is a malacha for Oichel Nefesh. Even if you're not going to do it for Oichel Nefesh, you're going to cook up the water for your body, let's say, or something not for Oichel Nefesh. You'll light a fire, your fireplace at home to keep warm. It's not for Oichel Nefesh, but what the Torah is saying is, a malacha that's done for Oichel Nefesh, even if you don't do it for Oichel Nefesh, it's still mutter. Clear? Understood? In other words, the Torah is not saying doing things for Oichel Nefesh is mutter. The Torah is speaking about malachas.
But otherwise, it would be very dangerous. Somebody cooks water to take a shower. Everybody would say he's cooking water to take a shower. He's not cooking it for food. That would be a whole Maris Ayin issue. Who is going to sit there and watch what he's cooking the water for? It has to be done that way. Otherwise, it would just cause.
Okay. We'll speak about it with if there's a problem. That's why, just to explain it in 30 seconds, is it the Torah saying a siba or a simen? Is it a siba why it's mutter? Is because it's Eichel Nefesh? So then only if it's Eichel Nefesh. Or is it a simen, which means the way how the Torah spells out these malachas, a simen is wording it Eichel Nefesh, but it's not only when it's Eichel Nefesh. It's always going to be mutter if it's a malacha for Eichel Nefesh. And with that, he explains, he's a machlokes, which we spoke about a little bit before. If, let's say, something is no tzorech at all, is it mutter or not? He's a machlokes rishon, and we pass, and it needs to be some sort of tzorech. So he explains, lemaisa, the Torah calls it Eichel Nefesh. So he says, that much, the a mikro yotze medei pshutoi, that it has to be something, some sort of tzorech. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, which I want to bring to you with first saying the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch says, when the Chinuch says the heter of doing the Isser Malacha, then the Chinuch says that he's a heter of Eichel Nefesh, which we're speaking about now, and the Chinuch says, V'chem Asha Amr Zechrayin Lebracha, Daf Yud Beis in our Gemara, that he's a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Don't say that the heter of Eichel Nefesh is only to eat and drink. Says the Chinuch, there's also a heter of anything that somebody needs for his body, for his guf, like let's say warming up water, shragi, you're allowed to do, and let's say lighting a fireplace, anything that you need for your body, and v'chein, a third thing which is also what the v'chein say, for Torah, licorice boy, cotton, lamoiloi, our cases of the Mishnah, which means it's not Sorchei aguf, it's a dvar mitzvah, it's also mutter. That's what the Chinuch says. Three things that are mutter on Yom Tov, for you to eat, hana, and also a dvar mitzvah. Three things. The Chinuch sums it up and says, kol dvarim elu, all these things that I just said now, eating, having enjoyment, pleasure of the body, and doing mitzvahs, mutarim, a mutter, ubechlal heter de Eichel Nefesh nenu. They're all nechlal in the heter of Eichel Nefesh. They're all nechlal. When the Torah says, Acha sheyeyochel lechol nefesh, all of this is nechlal in the heter of Eichel Nefesh. As the Menchas Chinuch, these things are mutter because of Eichel Nefesh. The Menchas Chinuch says, Beisil says, you know why it's mutter? Metoich shehortel v'tzarech eichel nefesh, hotanami sheloi l'tzarech eichel nefesh. It's not mutter because it's eichel nefesh, it's not eichel nefesh. But once we have the heter of eichel nefesh, we'll matter even not eichel nefesh as well. That's what the Menchas Chinuch asks right here on this Chinuch. He says, I don't understand. I'm okay what the Chinuch says that it's mutter, but I'm not okay how he sums it up that it's mutter because it's eichel nefesh. It's not eichel nefesh. That's what the Minchas Chinuch asks. Listen to Moiridig Yireim, which my Chavrus was machavan to today. The Yireim is one of the Rishonim. And we'll speak afterwards. I want to just try to cover it. Thank you. The Yireim Shkoyach, the Yireim says like this. When the Torah says, Acha she'yochel l'chol nefesh, the Torah says, everything that you do for eating is mutter. What does the Torah mean for eating? Says the Yireim, these are Gemara and Psachim, when it says, lo ye'yochel, echad achilov, echad hanov, b'mashman. When the Torah says something's aser to eat, technically it would mean not only iser achila, it would also be a iser hanov as well. These are iser of pleasure from that item. Says the Yireim, when the Torah says, acha she'yochel, the heter achila on Yom Tov, it's not only a heter achila, echad achila ve'echad hanov. So if you're going to ask me why is it mutter to heat up water for bathing yourself, or why is it to light a fireplace, which is not a heter achila, it's really for pleasure. That's what the pasuk says, acha she'yochel, nichlal, and the heter achila is also hanah, pleasure for your guf. So far, so good. Now, where does Beshamim Besilah come in? Right, the machloikas of mitoich, says the Yireim like this. Since when the Torah says, ach asheyeyochel, what you eat means a heter achila, but not only heter achila means heter ano also, because we explained yeyochel doesn't only mean achila, means ano as well, says the Yireim, now I want to also move on to hanos hanefesh also, not only the guf, the nefesh, as the Yireim, the Rishonim, and therefore, mitoich. Metoich that we explain the heter asheyachol doesn't only mean a heter achila, it also means a heter hana. Then I could say not only hana for your body, it could also be hana for your soul, for your neshama. And therefore, says Beisil Metoich, that it's mutter to do mitzvahs on Yom Tov, haitzah, to carry a lulav out, to carry a sefer Torah. That's what the Yireim says. So before moving to explain the chinuch, we have another explanation what the heter of mitoich is. Mitoich doesn't mean the Torah says oichel nefesh. We could expand it to other things as well. No, mitoich means that when the Torah says oichel nefesh, and it means also hanos haguf, like we explained, mitoich that the Torah means hanos haguf. After all, the Torah says l'chol nefesh, so it could also be nefesh for the soul, for the neshama. Maybe you could do mitzvahs. So that's an explanation in Shitas Beis Hillel of Mitoich, why you're allowed to do Melachas on Yom Tov that are not negated to Oichel Nefesh, that are negated to Mitzvahs, carrying a lulav out, all of that. Why is it Mutter the Teretz? That's the Mitoich. That's the explanation in Mitoich. Mitoich that the Torah was Matter, and we understand, not the Torah was Matter, Mitoich that you're explaining Oichel Nefesh, which means also Hanah, Memela, the Nefesh also. Good Shaila, we'll discuss the Lashon inside. He changes a little bit. The Metoich means Metoich the understanding of Oichel Nefesh in the Torah, which means also Ano. It's a little hard, the Lashon, like Metoich Shehutru Letzorech, Hutru Shaloi Letzorech, but the meaning is Metoich that it means Hanar Saguf also. With this, it's explained in Meyushev Hetev, the Chinuch. The Chinuch says all three Heterim, Hana of eating, I mean, eating, oichel nefesh, hanos haguf, heating up a fireplace, which is not oichel nefesh, and dvar mitzvah. I told this over to my chavrusa last night. He asked this question. We'll speak about it. Yeah, that's also one thing I'll tell you, and I want to speak about it more, Shragi, because I want to get to the halacha shaila. One thing I want to tell you is that's for sure that there's only certain malachas that are mutter, and only the malachas of oichel nefesh. That's across the board. In other words, Machavus asks, let's say, about the sicha. Are you allowed to do it? You're having pleasure for your body. Only things that are oichel nefesh are allowed, but they're allowed not only for oichel nefesh, they're allowed also for pleasure. That much the pasuk says oichel nefesh. Therefore, you could only do things that are oichel nefesh, but you could do it even for hana, and even for... I want to speak about it. Well asked. Memela, we understand the chinuch. The chinuch says kol dvarim elu mutarim, and they're all nichlal and heter vaychol nefesh. You take it as is. So with this is miyushav the chinuch kol dvarim elu mutarim. Everything is nichlal in what the Torah says vaychol nefesh. It's not something else. It's all nichlal. What is the halacha about doing boirer on Yom Tov? Shaloi letzorech achila. We just explained these certain malachas that are mutter. I want to just tell you the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, kol malach, not this one, the one of mitoich. The Shulchan Aruch says, mitoich shehutra haitzah letzorech, carrying letzorech hutanami shaloi letzorech, carrying. And the Mishnah Brura adds, which is other cases in the Gemara, not only Haitzah, Havara, a fire is mutter, even Shaloi Letzarech. That's why you light a light of fire to warm up your house. You light a light of fire to warm up water to cook. That's special, I'm sorry. Havara, fire. Shchita, even Shaloi Letzarech. Afia, baking Shaloi Letzarech. Ubishal, and cooking Shaloi Letzarech. All of that is mutter. What's about Boirer? Are you allowed to do boirer shaloi letzarech eichel nefesh? These other cases also, I want to go to boirer for a minute. Are you allowed to do boirer shaloi letzarech eichel nefesh? What's the most classical example? Absolutely. Letzarech eichel nefesh, you're allowed to do any malachas besides early malachas ktsira. I spoke a little bit about it in an earlier shiur, but that's something for itself. Not every single malacha letzarech eichel nefesh, but most of the malachas you're allowed to do letzarech eichel nefesh. You're allowed to do boir on yantav letzarech eichel nefesh for food. Are you allowed to do boir shaloi letzarech eichel nefesh? What would be a classical example? Putting away svarim. You're not allowed to separate the svarim on Shabbos. When you put them away, that's boir. Are you allowed to do it on yantav? Are you allowed to do boir shaloi letzarech eichel nefesh? The Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura only have five examples. He leaves out boir. So I want to tell you and ask you, and maybe if you're maskim, it would be toilah, what's the heter of mitoich? If mitoich is mutter, like we said, the heter of mitoich is a heter, like we said, from the Megine Shloima, that the Torah is referring to malachas of oichel nefesh, and therefore, even not oichel nefesh is mutter, it would be mutter. It would be mutter. Because the Torah is picking malachas of oichel nefesh, and even if it's not oichel nefesh, so is boirer a malach of oichel nefesh? Yes, it is. Even if it's not oichel nefesh, it's going to be mutter. So loyte megina shleim, it's mutter to collect, to put away svarim on yomtiv, and let's say clothing separated. But loyte yireim, that we said, yireim explains that it all goes into oichel nefesh. Oichel nefesh means for food. Oichel nefesh means pleasure for your body. Oichel nefesh means for a mitzvah, therefore, boirer of svarim would be asur on Yom Tov, because it doesn't go into any of the three. It's not mutter because it's not oichel nefesh, and it's not mutter because it's not hanas, aguf, you have no pleasure, and it's not mutter because it's not a mitzvah. I got it, you're saying if you're going to need to find the svarim, that's an interesting shaila. Yeah, that's what I can tell. But it's not an oichel nefesh, it's not a noas aguf, and l'chorah not a mitzvah. Also, let's go then to clothing. Clothing is the same shaila. Are you allowed to separate clothing? Boyer. So there's no hanoas achila, no hanoas aguf, and there's no mitzvah. You should just know that there's a machlekes apoiskim about it, a machlekes haintig apoiskim. If you're allowed to Allah put away svarim on Yom Tov, separate at different shelves, rishayinim achrayinim. That's just to sum up what's the pshat in the heter of mitoich of our Gemara, and an afkamin al halacha, on this heter of mitoich, if it's going to be mutter to do a malacha of oichel nefesh, shaloi la'anois oichel nefesh, haguf, achila, and hana. Sum up one more thing for 30 seconds. We just spoke about the heter oichel nefesh, the heter of mitoich, even not oichel nefesh, we said anois haguf. There's one more important heter to know, something that's not in the Lama Tes Malachas, is that mutter or not? For an example, the Isser Tchumen, are you allowed to do Tchumen on Yom Tov? The Beis Yosef brings, he's Mesopik and a Machloikas at Taisvis, and he says he brings it's a big machlokes rishonim if you're allowed to do on Yom Tov something out of the Lama Tes Malachas. This is just another thing. Once we're speaking of that Teirim of Eichel Nefesh, the Heter of Beisil of Mitoich, there's another thing that may be mutter on Yom Tov, which that is something that's out of the Lama Tes Malachas. Kol Malacha we said is Lama Tes Malachas. Something that's not in the Isser Lama Tes Malachas, but it's Aser on Shabbos may very well be mutter on Yom Tov as well.